Hi, welcome to the JACCP podcast. My name is Alan Zillick. I'm a professor and head of the Department of Pharmacy Practice at Purdue University College of Pharmacy. I also serve as an associate editor for the Journal of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy. Today, we are talking with Drs. Brian Zobeck and Aaron Carson. Drs. Carson and Zobeck are clinical assistant professors of pharmacy practice at the University of Illinois Chicago College of Pharmacy at Rockford. Together with co-authors Martin McDowell, Aaron Hunt, and Austin Reeder, they submitted a manuscript to JACCP entitled Appointment, Attendance, and Patient Perceptions of Drive-Up INR Testing in a Rural Anticoagulation Clinic During the COVID-19 Pandemic. This paper is available in the April 2021 issue. Dr. Zobeck and Carson, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Dr. Zillich.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm happy you could join our podcast. So let's just get started, talk a little bit about the paper. I wonder if maybe you could start by sharing with us about some of the circumstances that you were seeing early in 2020 as the pandemic was unfurling that sort of led to the creating this drive-up INR testing service, and then later doing the study.
Sure. So I actually had to go back and jog my memory a little bit to feel what February, March, and April of 2020 were. And to put that in perspective, by mid-April, the USA had seen 15,000 deaths related to COVID, which currently at the time of this recording, we're at 563,000. And Illinois had seen 800 deaths, and currently the state of Illinois is at 24,000. So this is relatively early in the pandemic. But of course, by this time, it leads national news at every opportunity, and there are daily press conferences from, at least here in the Illinois, our Illinois governor. And word had come out earlier in the week that as of March 21st, the governor in Illinois issued a stay-at-home order other than essential needs like groceries or essential healthcare needs. And our health system specifically canceled all elective procedures and were transitioning long-term maintenance clinic visits either to virtual or postponing those visits as well. In our anticoagulation clinic, which is all face-to-face, we began feeling lower volumes and visits, higher volumes of cancellations and no-shows before we had any data to prove that. And this ended up turning out to be a 19% decrease in patient visits in March of 2020. In addition, a surprising number of new patients were referred because of COVID. We believe this is because no drug representatives were allowed in the health system, nor visitors, and therefore drug representatives, which meant no samples. Therefore, some patients who were maintained on DOACs were switched to warfarin, which is something we definitely didn't anticipate that increases patient volume at a time where other patients were no-showing or not showing up.
Thanks for sharing a little bit about what you were experiencing in your clinic. Maybe what were some of the considerations then that went into changing your practice model for not only this service, but maybe with other things as well?
So I don't think we were unique here. I think everybody certainly running an anticoagulation service, but lots of face-to-face clinical services were in the same situation that we were in. But we thought our options were, one, to delay INR testing until COVID was over, possibly with extending the interval of INR testing. But of course, there's lots of uncertainty with that solution. Maybe it would work for stable patients who could be seen in 8, 12, or maybe even more weeks than that, but it wouldn't help if COVID persisted for longer than 4 months. And it certainly wouldn't help with unstable patients or patients who are newly starting warfarin, who often require 2 INR tests a week. A second solution would be switching patients to DOACs. In our anticoagulation clinic, we're kind of selecting out patients where DOACs are unaffordable for them. That's the largest driver of why patients are maintained on warfarin as opposed to their medical indication or some other reason. So that didn't seem like a very good option for us because we thought it would drive financial hardship and potentially non-adherence with anticoagulation therapy for our patients. Thirdly, we could do home INR monitoring. We have good medical supply companies in our area, and we do maintain patient or manage patients who currently have home INR monitors. When we contacted those home medical supply vendors, we found that it would not be feasible to provide enough INR monitors and to do the training in a time frame that we thought was reasonable or even defined at that point, as we would have had to switch probably 140 or 130 patients over relatively quickly. And the last option for us was drive-up testing, which for us seemed like the best option. Our health system has ample parking, easy traffic flow, a circle driveway with three separate entrances, two weather-protected awnings, and we had extra clinic staff who had reduced work hours or less work to complete due to clinic and surgery cancellations in the health system. With our clinic volume of 3 to 4 patients per hour when we are normally in clinic, that made it manageable from a time and space and traffic jam avoidance perspective to do drive-up INR testing, as well as having easy access both to the clinic space and a drive-up location. Along with this, everything was within our control, which some of the other plans, things were out of our control, and we thought that we could implement this within 2 to 3 weeks, which we thought was one of the fastest responses to meet our patient needs. So we ultimately chose the drive-up testing because we thought that was best for our model and our situation.
Well, thank you very much for sharing some of those considerations. I think that's really interesting to hear about what was going to work best for you. So maybe we move into a bit of the study then. What was the objective of your study? And tell us a bit about your method.
Sure. So as you can imagine, patients had opinions about the way our clinics changed practice models in response to the pandemic. We wanted to design an objective assessment of patient perception of these changes and find a way to measure if or how the changes we were making were affecting the clinic. So the primary objective of our study was to assess patient perceptions of drive-up INR testing with telehealth assessment and follow-up during the COVID-19 pandemic. We had other objectives as well, including determining the impact of drive-up INR testing on warfarin monitoring adherence, assessing the overall clinic satisfaction, and identifying barriers to testing and how drive-up testing addressed those barriers. We were interested both in barriers related and unrelated to the pandemic. So we designed this cross-sectional cohort study. We surveyed patients at this rural anticoagulation clinic, both patients who were completing INR testing via drive-up and in-office visits. We offered the survey over the course of 6 weeks from the end of May to the beginning of July 2020. We chose a 6-week duration to capture the majority of clinic patients, since most patients on warfarin will require an INR test in a 6-week period. The survey was offered to all patients who had an appointment within that 6-week period, and results were collected anonymously. Also, a retrospective chart review was performed to determine appointment volume and TTR, which was calculated quarterly.
So maybe you could highlight some of the key findings from your study.
Definitely. During that 6-week survey period, the anticoagulation clinic had 172 unique encounters comprised of 80 individual patients. So some patients were seen multiple times, but they were 80 unique patients seen over the course of 172 encounters. 134 encounters occurred curbside or drive up, and 38 occurred face-to-face. 64 of the 80 unique individuals seen did complete a survey, which represents an 80% response rate. We did determine some baseline characteristics. First, we found that there was no difference in visit type between those who completed the survey and those that didn't. So it wasn't like the survey was only being completed by patients completing drive-up INR testing or only those seen face-to-face. There was also no difference in baseline characteristics between those two groups in terms of things like age or gender. We found that 46.6% of respondents indicated that they preferred drive-up INR testing. 26.7% preferred face-to-face testing, and 26.7% had no preference. I would like to note that while only about 46% of respondents indicated that they preferred drive-up testing, about 78% of all visits during that time period were drive-up. Additionally, about a third of patients, 30.6, indicated that they were more likely to continue routine INR monitoring during that time via drive-up than they would if face-to-face was the only option. And this was reflected in our patient attendance numbers. There was an average of 134 encounters per month prior to the pandemic, which fell in March and April. There was 109 visits in March and 105 visits in April, which was 19 and 22% respectively below the average. Once dry-up INR testing was initiated, the clinic was back to 132 visits in May and then 150 visits in June. I think the most surprising thing that we found is that while the pandemic was identified as the largest difficulty with coming to clinic, difficulty with transportation, both walking and driving, was a close second, identified by about a fifth of patients, 20.3% of respondents. Some individual responses were eye-opening. Multiple individuals highlighted that drive-up testing allows them to receive medical care without having to arrange alternate childcare for children or grandchildren, because the children are able to safely stay in the car for the drive-up test. And especially during that time, you know, we were really wary of anybody extra coming face-to-face. You never know what barriers your patients are facing until you ask. Additionally, patients were asked how long they would like to see drive-up testing continue, and a whopping 59.3% indicated that they would like to see drive-up testing continue indefinitely, even after the pandemic resolves.
So I think that last thing you mentioned is really, really interesting and kind of leads into my next question. Since the survey period ended July 2nd of 2020, and this was fairly early in the pandemic, and now with our just publication process, here we are in April of 2021, I'm sort of curious, what's the clinic doing now? Or are they still following some of the same practice models? Or have you changed some other things since then?
Yeah, thank you. We eventually got more efficient with our drive-up visits, and we were able to do the entire visit outside, not just the INR test and then call the patients back. We actually did the INR finger stick test. We asked the patient our assessment questions and made our assessment. We made a plan. We were able to give written plans and our regular dosing cards. And then with a laptop and wireless internet access, we were able to document everything outside at the drive-up INR site. A plastic cart with wheels and a parts organizer from a hardware store and a laptop were really all it took, and we could do entire visits outside. So that continued until October of 2020 when it got cold, and our INR testing machine needs to be above 55 degrees. And I tell you, we really pushed that 55 degree limit. I can remember I was out there testing in snow flurries someday, but a day came where we had almost every patient fail because of a temperature error on the machine. And before that time had hit, we had looked to see if there were any drive-up locations that would maintain a temperature that we needed, but unfortunately there weren't any. We looked at ambulance bays or underground parking garages, but they just didn't reliably keep temperature that we needed. And so we actually had to stop drive-up testing for the winter. But actually starting May 1st of 2021, so coming right up, May 1st of 2021, we are implementing again. It's back by popular demand. I can't tell you how many patients have been asking when the drive-up INR testing is going to resume. I think it's also important to note that, you know, the survey was based on patients at their first drive-up INR appointment. And I would imagine that, at least based on patient response and asking whether the drive-up is going to return, I think a lot more people would prefer the drive-up testing if we were to ask again or if we would have asked again last fall.
Well, I guess you can't do anything about the weather in Rockford, Illinois, and it's probably not feasible to move the clinic to Florida. So, but that's great. It's great to hear what else you were able to do and continue to sort of improve the process and the quality of the care for the patients. Thanks for sharing that. So just my final question is, how do you think your results could be utilized by other clinicians and other practices that provide anticoagulation services?
To me, this is the biggest takeaway from the study is 60% of patients, or nearly 60%, want to drive up INRs to persist forever. And maybe that was a little bit of the fear of COVID taking over. Again, it's all over the news, like we said, but it would be really interesting to survey patients again after they get used to the drive up INR testing when we took it away or had to stop it in October, how many patients prefer the drive up. Eventually, we got to a point where 90% or nearly 90% of patients did drive up INR and only 10% maintained in-person face-to-face INR visits. So if you believe that actions speak louder than words, I think patients really enjoyed the drive up INR. So I would encourage, kind of based on what Dr. Carson said earlier, take a survey of your patients, whether you're an anticoagulation clinic or any other type of clinic. Survey your patients about what barriers they have or what barriers they encounter to even attend visits at your location. And you might be a little bit surprised at what they tell you and what insights you get from your patients. And then specific to anticoagulation testing, if your location has the option of doing drive-up INR testing, you may want to evaluate that option even in the what we hope is going to be the beginnings of the end of COVID. We're all hoping for a day when we don't have to worry about virus risk and health risk. Drive-up testing allowed for faster, more efficient, more flexible anticoagulation care, at least for us, in a relatively low-volume clinic with easy access to a good location. Typically, a full morning of 16 patients for us with one provider was a very busy morning with in-person visits. But with drive-up tests, we saw 20 or more patients in a morning with extra time to spare. It's just quicker and easier for patients, especially those patients with difficulty ambulating or driving or transferring in and out of their car. They really appreciate it, and it makes things a lot faster and more efficient.
That being said, there are drawbacks to drive-up INR testing as well. It's obviously very location-specific. You need to have a location that's feasible to go inside and outside from clinic, that has rain protection or weather protection, and varying temperatures are also something to contend with when it comes to the meters. Busier clinics may struggle with this in terms of traffic jams, especially the idea of moving the whole entire visit outside. You might run into issues in busier clinics. Finally, if you can't move the entire visit outside, some patients do benefit from leaving the visit with their plan, you know, fully laid out in writing right in front of them. And that's not always feasible with drive-up INR testing if you can't move the entire thing outside, in which case, if you're only doing telehealth follow-up, they only get the plan verbally, not in writing. So that can pose a problem for patients who are hard of hearing or with memory issues. So it certainly does have some drawbacks, but it's worth evaluating on a site-by-site basis. Hopefully, we're never in a similar situation to that in which we all found ourselves last spring. But if we are, this represents a viable model to continue INR testing while limiting contact as much as possible. Finally, there may be other scenarios in which limiting contact between provider and patient is warranted. Telehealth is great for that, but in the situation where we need some physical measurement from a patient, in our case, a drop of blood for a point-of-care INR test, drive-up testing is a realistic alternative that's deemed acceptable by patients, at least within the parameters of our study.
Well, thank you so much for your time today and your contributions to JACCP. For all of our listeners, the full text of this paper is available on the JACCP website, and it's in the April 2021 issue. Thanks again, Dr. Zobeck and Carson. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Zilich, and thank you to JACCP for promoting our work.
Agreed. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.